Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence and you here at WCWP.org. And this is Rebecca Miller, and I am guest hosting today for John Ryan. Project Independence and You, and we were in the Talk of the Town segment where we hear lots of stuff that's going on with Project Independence and also throughout the town of North Hempstead. Christina Liu, the fabulous Christina. You know what's so amazing when we're doing like our virtual Zoom program, like our advisories, you know, and every single advisory that I have been on, and I've been on a good majority of them, the supervisor has been on every single one. And
it's amazing.
One of the things, you know, that comments that come up, she always does a little briefing and then is open to conversation. And I was kind of surprised about this, but a lot of people appreciate the robocalls. You know, you would think like, I'm so used to, I don't even have a home phone anymore, you know, but it's like, you know, the supervisor, it's just, she's so friendly and informative. So she calls and people, every single advisory, they're like, thank you so much for the robocalls, because
I think that's such a great point, you know, and especially I think, you know, during this time that was filled with, you know, so much uncertainty and fear and, you know, the fact that you were kind of, you know, in your house, so you weren't having the normal interactions, you know, whether you were at a senior group or, you know, at the, whatever it might've been, for a long time, you know, it was a very isolating kind of experience. So having, you know, I mean, we all like laugh, you know, watching the governor's briefings, you know, and it's just, you wanted to have some kind of update because there was so much unknown. And, you know, obviously it was such a fluid thing. Like it changed every single day, frankly, you know, so having Supervisor Bosworth do these robocalls and really reach out to residents. And I think that's what's really nice about this Zoom platform as well. You know, we talk about this all the time on the radio show, because we're doing it this way during that whole time, you know, a couple of months ago when we decided to do the radio show, we were able to get amazing guests because they might, you know, not have actually been on Long Island, you know, where it would get tricky if we were in the studio. So I feel like, you know, doing this, you're able to kind of open it up. You know, people are home, they don't need to travel or whatnot. So it's it actually works out really well. And the fact that the supervisor has really done such an amazing job on all these advisories, and it's just nice because it makes you feel connected to the local
government. Talking connected, all right. I walked the trail in North Hempstead Beach Park last week.
6 a.m.?
And I go and I walk out. There's this little thing you can sit out there. So I walk out and I sit on a bench and I turn around and I look. And on the bench, there's a little plaque. I don't know the exact words, but it was basically donated from the family of Jay Bosworth for his 70th birthday from his loving family. So I wound up on the bench that apparently the family contributed for his 70th birthday.
Oh, that's so nice.
Has another connection for you.
That's right. And that's a beautiful trail. And, you know, Beck had touched upon that earlier. What's really great the supervisor did was open up parks for 6 a.m. for seniors, you know, to walk and have a kind of their own, you know, time, which I think was really a wonderful thing to do.
Right. I mean, all the safety protocol applies. You still need, you know, if you're near someone,
of course,
you need your mask, you need, but, you know, it's really the time that seniors can go avoid the heat as much as possible, the crowds. So I think someone had called the supervisor, emailed her and said, you know, can you do that? And, you know, of course, yes. So, you know, with so many of the things that we're able to do, it's just very, I mean, Project Independence, I just, you know, very, very infrequently does the supervisor ever say, no, that's not a good idea.
So yeah. No, and it's really, I mean, during this time, what I could honestly say, you know, the fact is, I mean, like, we're all still working remotely. But the fact is, like, Project Independence, I can't say it enough, never stopped. You know, it really was something that was preparing for, you know, when we started to get things started to be in the news, we knew we had to kind of get a plan. And then from then on, it was just like every day there was something new or some, you know, everyone kind of working together and trying to think of new ideas. And then the supervisor approving it, you know, rapidly. So there was a lot of quick turnaround for things, right, which I think is amazing.
And the town board too. I mean, the supervisor from the town board. You know, we had to change a lot about the transportation program. You know, our nurses and social workers are all working remotely. They haven't missed a beat. I mean, and the fact is that we are getting, I want to say, almost more positive responses from the seniors by calling 311 saying, I can't believe, thank you so much. You know, we're not charging for the transportation program. So there's no, it's cashless. We, you know, we don't want seniors or the drivers with the money back and forth. Any, you know, any little risks we could take. The rides, just one person at a time. You can't get in a car with anyone else. So we, you know, really changed it up and adapted to be as safe as possible. You know, of course, the preferences in the, especially in the very beginning, when the numbers were climbing in New York, we, you know, were hoping people weren't going shopping for themselves and would find other ways. But, you know, a lot of people had to, they had no other.
Yeah, and it was constantly being tweaked, you know, which I think was constantly great, you know, because
we opened it up. Right. And then, you know, Christina, even the social workers and the nurses, I mean, the calls we get on our human service staff is just from family members, from, you know, just the calls that they call and check in once a week. How are you doing? And, you know, it's just comforting in a time where there's really not a lot of comfort coming from anywhere, that, you know, you have Project Independence, you've got your transportation, you still have the human service staff. We've got, you know, the fitness classes and the advisory boards, and you're still connected, like we were talking about earlier, with the town.
And I just want to, you know, touch upon one of my favorite things that came out of yesterday. You know, we've talked about this and promoted the Neighbors Helping Neighbors telephone reassurance program. You know, in the beginning, this immediately, we were like, let's enact this. You know, we revamped an old program and it was out there. And I mean, it got such a huge response, and it still is. And yesterday, which was the best story, it just makes you, you know, shines a bright light. There was one of our social workers, Andrea, matched 104-year-old senior with the volunteer, was 100 years old.
Really?
So it's incredible. You know, when that email came through, you know, there's these moments, you know, you get caught up in the hustle and bustle of things and you see something so incredible like that. It's just great. You know, the fact that there was a 100-year-old who was like, you know what, I want to volunteer. And, you know, because it is via telephone, it really opened that up for people that, you know, wanted to volunteer and have that connection. And I just think it was so one of those warm and fuzzy.
Such a great story. But I also want to give Christina a lot of kudos regarding Neighbors Helping Neighbors. So Neighbors Helping Neighbors, the concept is not new. We had implemented that program many, many years ago. And for whatever reason, other programming came up and the staffing changed. And though it was a good program, other great programs came up. So the idea came, what about Neighbors Helping Neighbors? And like Christina just does something magical. She takes the program and it's like this 50-page pamphlet with brochures of what, and comes up with the concept to kind of adapt it to bring volunteers in, to match them, and everything is just put on paper in this kind of concise outline. And Christina has this way of making everything easy for everyone else. Whether it's the radio show, she makes us all look good. Whether it's the newsletter, pulling it all together. I mean, everything just always comes out so beautifully. And, you know, I don't think it would have flowed the way it did without your talents and being able to pull it together and just kind of, you know, then you pull it together and then Christina hands it over to someone else. So it's like her baby until everyone else does it. And, you know, but it really kind of, you're really at the heart of it all. So it was,
you're getting emotional, Beck.
I know, but it's true. it really is true. And it's important to know that, you know, we know that, and that, you know, you really fostered a great program. So your 104-year-old and your 100 person being together would not have.
Well, listen, I have to say, and I can't say this enough, at Project Independence, you know, our staff, our core staff is a very small staff, and it's been that way from the beginning to now with, you know, 15,000 or so almost members. And it's a testament to, and I know Otto has been from the beginning with us, to see everyone works together and their heart and soul is in this program.
Yeah.
You know, so everything that happens, it's really people trying to make things easier for, you know, the team, for the seniors. So that's what makes it an easier, more rewarding situation to really work in. And I have to, it's everyone that I work with. It's just, it's truly amazing. No one is there just like for the paycheck.
Great. Well,
I've been involved with many, many things in my life. And this one, of all the things I've been involved with, including the corporate world, is the least politically motivated thing I have ever been involved with. I don't see a lot of big egos. I see people who just want to do the best they can for the end goal of the program. And that's very unique. You have a camaraderie and a chemistry of a nucleus of people that make this thing tick. And it's not an army, as you point out. It's just a lot of people who are dedicated to make this thing work. And that's unique, very
unique. It's so true, Otto, you know, that you said. And that's what always stands out to me about North Hempstead. You know, we had interviewed on this week's Fun Day Monday, we had on Councilman Ferrara. And he talked about that too. And he was saying, what's so amazing about North Hempstead is the political views aside, you know, it's how you kind of wish that would mirror in the bigger society of things. You know, it's really about helping the residents and what is something that can be done, you know, and it's you put that all aside, you know, whatever, it's how are we going to help the residents and serve the residents the best way possible, which I think is just incredible. And, right. You know, when he said that, I was, you know, and, you know, Otto, by you saying that, and it's really the truth of the matter. So,
you know, the last, just maybe going down a different track, but the last show we did, we talked about trying to talk about positive things, which we just talked about. That's for sure. Project Independence is as positive as it gets as far as the residents go. But one of the things I thought about related to that is I still hear people saying, I'm bored, I'm bored, I'm bored. And I'm thinking maybe what we ought to do, and I'm willing to do it. I got all kinds of stupid little things that I've been working on. Like I have I could show, now that I've learned this share thing, I could probably come up with something on a regular basis, like a little bit, like my museum, I call it, all right? Down in the closet, down in the basement, I have boxes with letters and labels on them, and I have a list that each of my kids have been provided of what's in those boxes and what they're all about, and I've dumped a lot of things. That's a project. It's a long-term project. There's a lot of other things connected to photos, videos, a recap of important information, digital plans, you know, and I have a couple of little examples of those things that I could probably pop up on the screen and would be maybe worth chatting about if I do.
I
like
love it.
One.
And this is just another reason, Otto, that I just love you. It's so motivating, and speaking of positive, that's you, and just these ideas are just incredible.
Go to a short break where we will be heading toward our final segment. Could that be possible? The final segment. So we will be right back with Project Independence and you.